lost, I came. I saw, I came, I saw, I praise the Lord and break the law. I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw, I praise the Lord and break the law. I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours.
I came, now what's my name? My chain, my pants with the chain. They know it's me, the hat and the shades. They heard my voice and they ran to the stage. My Vans, my braids, my mans, my babe, my girls, my ex, that I left. The way I step out the car, that's a flex. Get thanks, get fresh, raise the love, then finesse.
Bless. I came, I saw, I came, I saw, I praise the Lord and break the law. I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw, I praise the Lord and break the law. I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy, Tony.
And this is Isaiah. Catch our show, Two Loco, every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Blue Room.
On this show, you're going to hear interviews from people across the Metroplex.
We're going to have on exotic dancers, local artists, veterans, comedians, and so on.
So make sure you tune in to Two Loco Radio Show, 7 to 9 p.m. every Friday on the Blue Bowl.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Mark your calendars. Get ready. Yes, the 2019 Fishbowl Radio Network Internet Radio Host Awards and 10-year anniversary celebration. It's happening on Saturday, October 19th at Studio 80 in downtown Fort Worth. Purchase your tickets today and join us as we
party like it's 1999.
That's right. Fishbowl Radio Network opened in 2009, and we are going to party like it's 1999 as we celebrate the hosts, crew, and listeners that have made Fishbowl Radio Network the largest internet radio network of its kind in the world over the last 10 years. VIP tickets available, so hurry and get yours today. Go to fbrn.us, click the Sharky Awards link, and get your tickets now. This is one event you won't want to miss. The Fishbowl Radio Network Internet Radio Host Awards and 10-year anniversary celebration. Mark your calendars. Get ready. Yes, the 2019 Fishbowl Radio Network Internet Radio Host Awards and 10-year anniversary celebration. It's happening on Saturday, October 19th at Studio 80 in downtown Fort Worth. Purchase your tickets today and join us as we
party like it's 1999.
That's right. Fishbowl Radio Network opened in 2009, and we are going to party like it's 1999 as we celebrate the hosts, crew, and listeners that have made Fishbowl Radio Network the largest internet radio network of its kind in the world over the last 10 years. VIP tickets available, so hurry and get yours today. Go to fbrn.us, click the Sharky Awards link, and get your tickets now. This is one event you won't want to miss. The Fishbowl Radio Network Internet Radio Host Awards and 10-year anniversary celebration.
By the way. Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Soothing.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts, in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, and co-hosting with me is...
Salvador Villalobos.
Yes, and thank you for listening, everyone. Today, our topic is disasters, financial preparation and recovery. Now, it's very close to us this week. We're coming to you live from Arlington, Texas. And in the Dallas-Fort Worth area,
just a couple
of days ago, Sal, we had, what, three tornadoes? Three tornadoes hit the area.
In a matter of minutes without any warning.
Right. And so the good thing about that is that there was no fatalities. And, you know, with the media and the social media and the apps that we have nowadays, we are more in tune with what's going on.
Correct.
And I know that I had... my news app going, even though it wasn't on the TV, because they didn't want to break away from the Dallas Cowboy game. So they had it on the background. And so
go Bears.
And so it was devastating for a lot of people here mostly in the Dallas area, Dallas, Rowlett.
Right. But it came over, I mean, almost immediately. I heard a couple of drops, and all of a sudden it was just like this downpour that came through, and and they were saying that the actual tornadoes didn't hit from the cell storms, as they call them, or the storm cells, but in front of that, and that's why people didn't have that much time to prepare. But I guess they've been taught enough or been trained enough that you know, we've been lucky. Everybody's been lucky.
Yes, in the news they were saying about how people knew, they're getting to know what to do. You go into an interior room, right? And so thank God that there was no one hurt, but the
there was actual baby born during that time. Seriously.
Yeah, I heard that.
There was a midwife, and they brought her into the laundry room, and the baby was born.
Yeah, I heard that also. Right. What a blessing.
Yes.
So that's why we are talking today on this show about home ownership, because it affects everyone.
Exactly.
And disasters, they are real, and financial preparation is real.
Right.
And all the recovery.
Right.
Why do you think that is? Because even though we have insurance, right?
Right.
There's a delay.
Well, yeah, exactly. Even say you're in a car and it gets total, you have to wait to get a new car. They're not going to give it to you immediately. Mm-hmm. Now you have your home. Something happens to it, such as in this case where it's inhabitable. What do? You have to go to a hotel. Or you go to a family member's house for a day or two, but that's going to get old. You're going to want it your own place. Mm-hmm. You don't have your clothes. You don't have any of your possessions. What do you do? How do you repair between the time? How do you make yourself whole between the time that the disaster happens and the time that the insurance company pays up?
That's right.
If they pay up.
That's right. And we're going to share with you tips. We're going to share with you websites, resources that you can access just to have in case of a disaster.
Right.
Because these were tornadoes. There's people all over the country that have different disasters happen. There could be earthquakes.
Right.
Floods, hurricanes.
Right.
And of course, even natural fires.
Natural fires, that's another.
Exactly.
Right.
And tornadoes here in this area. So there's also human-made disasters, such as terrorism.
Right.
You mentioned fires and even hazardous material incidents, because there's a lot of trucks that come through this area and everywhere around the country.
Even the trains, when they spill their cargo and it's toxic.
Yeah, so disasters can strain us mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. And so we are bringing you some curriculum from FDIC, Money Smart, that will help you be prepared for disasters and financial recovery. So the first thing we need to know is that we need to prepare in advance for disasters, right? Because once it happens, it's there.
Right.
So we have to prepare in advance. If a disaster occurs, the government, we talked about earlier, and disaster relief organizations will try to help you, but you'll need to be ready as well.
Right.
You'll be ready.
I mean, it takes time for them to come in and prepare.
Yeah, and no one is ever 100% prepared for a disaster. So to be better prepared financially, here's a few tips. Okay.
Right.
The first one, get the insurance you need. Get it now. If you don't have it, review your policies, right? Talk to your insurance agents.
Shop around
and see if you need to change the insurance you have or get insurance if you don't.
Get quotes. You know, put them side to side. Get four or five insurance quotes. Put them to the side and see what they cover and the deductibles and all that. I mean, because if you're not well insured, you don't want to be surprised when you do have to put a claim in.
Exactly. So another thing is to set money aside in an emergency savings fund. We always talk about emergency savings on this show because it's so, so important. If you're a homeowner, if you're renting, you still have to have an emergency fund.
Right.
And if you're a homeowner and if you're renting, you still need insurance.
Right.
There's renter's insurance for you if you're still renting. Another tip is to keep some cash safe in a safe place.
Why?
Because of such thing as a disaster, you don't want to keep all of your money at home, but you do want to keep some money in a safe place.
In case the bank is closed.
Exactly.
You're going to take money out of the ATM, but there's no power. So are you going to take money? You still had to buy milk. You still had to put gas. So having that.
And that leads to the next point is you set up your direct deposit, right? So in case... you have a check that you need to deposit.
Right.
You know, that's going to be almost impossible to do. So consider arranging for online and mobile banking.
Right.
That way you can make your purchases online if you need to.
Quick pay me.
Yeah. And keep financial documents in a safe place. If you feel that they're not safe in your home, there's not a safe place in your home, there's a bank what do you call them? Deposit boxes, deposit boxes at the bank.
Right.
That you can use as well. So it's something that we want to share with you, this information about disasters, although it's one of those things that nobody really wants to think about or talk about, but it's better you be prepared.
But again, with the safety deposit boxes, you only want to put very minimal money in there just to get you through maybe a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
We're not telling you to put all your money in deposit box banks.
What else would you put in a safe deposit box?
My baby pictures. No. What would you put in there? Your insurance policies. You're going to take pictures of all of your possessions and take serial numbers. Why do you want to do that? Because if you're going to put a claim, how can you prove that you even had that item? How can you prove, let's say it's recovered for some reason, somebody took it, and they can use those serial numbers to get that merchandise back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's there's a website, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners has a website. And they have a tool that you can use to create an inventory of your property. So the website is www.insureyouonline. So that's insureyouonline.org.
Right. And that's the letter U.
The letter U.
Yes.
Exactly. And so that's like a guide, a tool that you can use to make inventory and then keep that in a safe place, because that's really, really important.
Do that both. I would say both. So safety deposit box as well as that inventory app.
Absolutely. So let's talk about types of insurance. Okay. Insurance covers many things.
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing is your automobile insurance. Okay, it's required by law that we all have automobile insurance. It protects you from paying the full cost for repairs, you know, to your vehicle that result from an accident.
Right.
An accident, a disaster, that kind of thing. So,
or to other people. You know, yeah. the damages that if your kids take the car and open their door and they ding your neighbor, your the car park next door, you know, you're going to use your insurance and you might as well be covered.
Mm-hmm. And some people have just the minimum liability insurance, right, if they don't owe anything on their car. But the comprehensive coverage of a policy helps pay for damages to your vehicle due to theft, fire, and falling objects. So if you have the full, what they call the full coverage, right, it's comprehensive. And then depending on the policy, it may pay for disaster-related damage also.
Right, right.
Okay, so that's one insurance policy.
Falling objects.
Yeah.
Must be pretty expensive for Chicken Little. No, but seriously, falling objects.
Well, you know what first comes to mind? What's my that? Mind when you ask falling objects? Where was it? Was it in Dallas where that crane fell?
Oh, that's right.
That crane fell on that building, yeah, and all the cars, not all the cars, a lot of the cars were damaged. Right. I would call that a falling object.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
especially
scaffolds that they have mm-hmm, cleaning, you know, when they're cleaning those high-rise buildings, something falls. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a falling object.
Right, right.
Not a bird or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about disability insurance. Mm-hmm. Okay, so disability insurance will protect you from financial hardship when a covered illness or injury prevents you from earning a living.
Right.
Okay, so that's you should have that in case you can't work.
Right. Sometimes your employer provides that for you, which is great, but it's usually short term. Mm-hmm. You may want to explore and talk to your insurance advisor. We're not giving insurance advice, mm-hmm, but talk to your insurance provider or your consultant. Mm-hmm. You may need possibly you may need longer coverage. So that's something that you may want to discuss with them and see the different policies available for that. I know my dad, when he was younger, he had to take some extended time off, and that quite, we didn't have a little duck coming in and saying Aflac or anything, but he needed long term, and it did push us through because he was a major breadwinner.
Yeah.
So it helped us survive 6 or 9 months.
Yeah, that is when we don't think about things like that until it happens. But right, he was prepared, and that's what we're talking about today, is being prepared for that financial and the situation and the recovery. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about some other types of insurance and what you need to know about them. So we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
All right.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back.
minds and we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show, his home ownership, hearing from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos.
And
co-hosting with me is
Salvador Villalobos.
There we go.
Got ahead of myself.
No, and we're happy that you're listening with us today. Today we're talking about disasters. And we had mentioned earlier that here in the Dallas area, there was three tornadoes that touched down a couple of days ago.
F4. Which
one was an F4, yes, yeah. And there was a lot of devastation, a lot of disaster that happened to a lot of homeowners that were displaced, and financial preparation and the recovery is so important.
Some people are financially prepared to absorb this tragic event, mm-hmm. from the time that that disaster happened to the time that they're going to be made whole, hopefully, with their insurance. Mm-hmm. But there's so many more that are not.
Exactly.
And that breaks my heart, because I saw a little young girl looking at her bedroom that without an outside wall.
Mm-hmm.
So where is she? And you can tell that they were of limited means. Where are they going to go? What are they going to do? How
yes.
are they going to, you know, the day-to-day? So it is, you know, I'm glad that, you know, this curriculum was chosen.
Yes, and you know, being prepared. We talked on this show about home ownership and how you should prepare for home ownership, whether it's to purchase your own home or to sustain the home that you're currently in. Disasters, we don't expect them to happen.
Right.
We don't even like to think about it happening. But we always also say, have an emergency fund in case something happens. And so that's what we're saying again today. Being prepared is so important. And it doesn't take a whole lot. Discipline yourself a little bit.
Right.
In saving a little bit out of every paycheck. And you'll just feel a whole lot better, right. You know, if and when right. something happens.
And having the right insurances, as we were talking before. Well, what does disability have to do with disaster insurance? I mean, with disasters, what does life insurance have to do with disasters? Well, mm-hmm. things happen during these events, whether it's injuries, not necessarily at work, but injuries in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, if something else happens, you know, the demise of a family member or someone, what do you do at those points?
Exactly. So before the break, we were talking about types of insurance. So the next type of insurance we want to talk about is just a good lead-in, Sal, is life insurance. Life insurance pays money after you die. So it may also have other benefits.
Right.
Check with your insurance advisor about what's best for you. But yeah, if you have a young family that depend on you for income, you need to be prepared with that in case of a disaster.
Even if you don't have a young family, you know, your spouse, you're mm-hmm. older, you need to make sure. I know that
as long as you have, when you have liabilities, you know, I always say kids are liabilities because
right.
they need you. And so when you have them and a family and a spouse, then you need to provide for them if you're not here.
I look at them as a cherished treasure. But that's okay.
Well, mine were liabilities.
<I'm just kidding. laughs>
Yours are cherished treasures. Okay. Sorry, kids. So the next type of insurance is renter's insurance.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we think, oh, we're renting an apartment, we don't need insurance. But when disaster happens, disaster hit those apartments, everybody in the apartments that didn't have renter's insurance lost everything inside their apartment.
Right. It only covers from the inside, from the walls inside, your stuff, not the. If you don't own the appliances, it doesn't cover that. It covers your TVs, your clothing, your, you know, everything that it's your personal possession is covered through that renter's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So just because your landlord or the owner of the condo, if you're owning a condo, has insurance, they're not covering you. They're covering themselves, none of your possessions.
Yeah, and that this deserves mentioning again. If you're renting, we have a resource for you. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners has a website. It's called www.insureyouonline.org. And search for inventory. There's a checklist, a tool that you can use to have inventory of what's in your apartment. That way you can have that.
And if some of that personal possession is valuable, you don't want to just keep it in your home. Take it to a safety deposit box. And also keep a separate record, a tangible record, in that same safety deposit box.
Yes, and renter's insurance also covers, Sal, it insures you in case someone gets hurt at your home. So if you're in an apartment and someone gets hurt in there, it may cover that also. Again, with your insurance. And it may not cover expensive items such as mobility devices like scooters, electric wheelchairs, and other accessibility devices. So just ask to add a rider. Okay. Like if you have a disability and you have a scooter that you depend on, ask your insurance agent to add a rider on there to get that covered as well. So that's important stuff. Now to the biggie, homeowners insurance.
Dun, 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 dun.
So homeowners insurance, if you own a home, your mortgage company requires that you have.
We require that you, not necessarily the replacement coverage, but the loan amount, you want the replacement coverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more, but guess what? Something happens, they're going to rebuild that home up to your, to what they believe the value of that home is. If you're
is that replacement number on the policy?
Yes, that number. Your lender is going. I mean, your insurance company is going to determine the value based on how what it would cost to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Some lenders will say we just need to cover our loan. That's great. They'll cover the loan, but then what about your home?
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to get a home that's much less than what you know than what you would have had.
Okay. So it covers the home, and it also insures or covers personal property against damage or loss.
That's correct.
Okay.
It does that, but make sure that that property, again, we can't emphasize enough, you need to document your belongings.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight, out of mind, if you can't provide evidence, it never existed.
Right. So now with our cameras that we have on our phones, we can definitely take lots of pictures and have that saved in a safe place.
And don't do selfies like, this is mine.
Okay. And it probably doesn't cover damage caused by floods or earthquakes. So ask for another rider.
Exactly. Well, you need to have flood insurance. That is not part of your homeowner's insurance. Mm-hmm. That's provided through FEMA. And I have to say this. I mean, that's not always going to cover everything. You know, it's not going to cover your cars. It may not cover the entire structure. So you definitely want to talk to your insurance agent and get more information.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned flood insurance not being part of the regular homeowner's policy.
Right, that's through FEMA.
And that is so true. So you can purchase flood insurance at an added cost. That's dependent on where you're located and the flood tendencies in that area.
If you have a mortgage, your lender is going to run a flood certificate or require a flood determination. And they'll give them a certificate, and there's letters for each category. And that's going to determine how much of an insurance policy you need. But if you are a homeowner that does not have a mortgage on your property, you definitely want to talk to your insurance agent about that. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise you don't know that if you need it or don't.
Okay. So here's another resource for you. Go to www.fema.gov and search for EFAC. EFFAK, and that stands for Emergency Financial First Aid Kit. And that is a publication that includes checklists and forms to help you prepare your emergency financial first aid kit. And we have these resources on our website also at rebaconnect.org. Click on what we do, and then there's a resource link there that you can do.
I want to piggyback off the homeowner's insurance.
Uh-huh.
Homeowner insurance is for a single family structure, for a multifamily structure when it's a owner occupied or investment. For condominiums, it's similar to homeowner's insurance, but it's called an HO6 because it only covers, because when you're in an association, you're paying an insurance policy within your association dues, but it only covers the common areas, does not cover your belongings, does not cover the inside of your unit from the walls in, you know, the painting, the drywall, the belongings. So you need a separate type of insurance. Don't believe that just because your association has insurance, it's going to cover the inside of your unit, your possessions, if something were to happen.
Exactly. All right. So the key takeaway of this first information that we've given you is save time, money, and stress when a disaster strikes by making financial preparations.
Right.
This is preparing ahead of time. Let's talk now about recovering. The people in Dallas that went through all this tragedy, you know, there's a way to recover from that. Thank God that we always bounce back, right? It may take longer. It'll definitely leave an imprint on us, but recovering financially from disasters, it does happen.
Right.
And so, the key takeaway for this is to develop an initial plan to recover financially from a disaster, and then watch out for scams.
And there's a lot of that going on now.
Watch out for scams.
Yeah. You need to talk to your, look at reviews. If somebody's coming to your house and they're going to give you or they want to give you a bid, they want you to start working with them. Most municipalities are going to require that they have the proper permits to do so. For them to ring your doorbell or to approach you or to call you, they need to take certain permits. Mm-hmm. You need to find that out if your municipality does that. And if that is the case, you want to make sure anybody that rings your doorbell or comes up to you at your home, that they demonstrate that permit. If they don't, you want them to off your property.
Yeah, because there are legitimate companies out there that you know do legitimate work, but you have to get those credentials.
And we have on our resource list people that can assist you. Mm-hmm. So visit reba.org to find
RebaConnect.
I'm sorry, .org to find a reputable professional.
Mm-hmm. So the steps to financial recovery after a disaster, your first priority is making sure you and your loved ones are safe and secure.
Yes.
That's the first priority. And we have another website for you to visit. It's called disasterassistance.gov. And you can learn more there about just recovering financially and recovering tips on what steps to take. Okay, so that's real important.
Yeah.
So you have to be proactive. You have to first contact the company directly, you know, the companies that you're going to be dealing with, insurance companies, and you know, a lot of companies that your insurance company, your mortgage company, possibly, because I don't know about you, but one of the home mortgages that we have, they send out, anytime there's a disaster like this, they send out an automatic voice message or a phone call asking how we are.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because they want to know how the property is.
Oh, really? I thought they wanted.
No, they don't want to. Oh. I mean, I'm sure they're concerned about us, but they ask how the I mean, they don't ask about the property. They ask to make sure that we're okay.
Right.
And so the mortgage company is also going to be interested
of
in
course.
How things are going. Yeah.
And then your bank, you want to, you know, call your bank, see if they're open, if you can go get cash, or because you may have to look for. I'm not talking about a major bank. I'm talking smaller banks, because if they're also affected, you know, you want to make sure that you're able to go to another location. You know?
Right. Yeah. And there's also a website for, of course, you can call the FDIC mm-hmm. or go to the FDIC website, FDIC.gov, and for information. And then again, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, their website is naic.org, mm-hmm. and they have a state map that you can search on as well. And you can also file a complaint if you feel that you are part of a scam or somebody is trying to scam you. Then there's state regulators, and you can also go to their website, and it's eapps.naic.org, and you can file a complaint there. So this is a lot of information for you regarding resources that you can access. Okay, so let's get some help. I told you in the beginning of this show that we were going to be giving you lots of links along the way, because it's important that you have access to as much information as possible, especially when you're trying to recover. So there's a wide variety of organizations that can help you recover from disasters. No single organization does it all.
No.
You know, that's the thing. So you plan on seeking help from a variety of sources. And you can start also with the disasterassistance.gov. Disasterassistance.gov. And visit that disaster recovery centers that are set up by FEMA.
Right, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Exactly.
So they'll set up in different locations. You would need to wait in line. But this way you'll talk to one of the representatives so that they can take your claim.
Mm-hmm. And then if you have a business where you have a small business loan, you know, call the SBA or, you know, for low interest, long-term disaster loans, they have them.
Well, yeah, I mean, over the weekend, I mean, it had its inventory, but there was no walls.
Exactly. That huge Home Depot store was right. flattened. Home Depot. And they said in the news that they were going to just... destroy it or whatever you call
rebuild?
It. Rebuild. That right. Rebuild well, a brand new store because it was so damaged.
Right.
It was so damaged. But for you that have a small business,
right.
we do have that. You should call the Small Business Administration and find out about a low interest, long term disaster loan. And, you know, if sometimes you're in a farm area,
right? And agricultural area.
Agricultural area, then you call the USDA for some more information. And then, of course, there's HUD. So there's approved housing counseling agencies. And here locally in Tarrant County, we have Housing Channel, housingchannel.org. They are a HUD approved housing counseling agency, and they'll have more information also.
And there's also like nonprofits in the area, mm-hmm. local nonprofits, churches,
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
Government agencies.
Yeah. All right. So let's take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to give you more information about what to watch out for when it comes to scams. Okay. So we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
I ain't trying to think about all my problems. I'm living now. I'm living now. Hey, I can't sit and worry about the future.
I'm living now. Said I'm living now. So put your hands up if you feel like having a good time. Put your hands up if you got no cares at all. Raise your cups if you got no work tomorrow. Put your hands up if you're ready to have some fun. Come on, sing it. Oh, 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 it feels so good to be alive. Every day like it's Christmas, I'm gonna celebrate this life I'm giving. From now on, from now on, I'm gonna tell my mother every day I love her, and tell her thanks for being such a good mother. From now on, come on. So put your hands up if you feel like having a good time. It feels good, don't it? Living your life in this quick moment, and you never ever think it's gonna go away. But I swear, I know you'll wake up one day and say, yeah, I got things to do. Yeah, I got mountains to move. And if anybody's had to be, it's about how good it should be. Come on, sing. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life.
Come on, sing it.
Oh, 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 it feels so good to be alive.
I wanna feel good, come on.
Oh, it feels.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts, in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. I'm glad you're here listening. My co-host is
Salvador Villalobos.
Yes, thank you for being with us. Now, we've been talking today about disasters, financial preparation and recovery. Here in the Dallas area, a couple of days ago, we had three tornadoes that hit.
Right.
And a lot of devastation, A lot of people lost their homes. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to talk to you about disasters and financial preparation. It's important that you be prepared for disasters. We don't want to hear about them. We don't want them to happen. We don't expect them to happen. Right. So we've talked a lot. You can listen to our podcast on our website or the Facebook Live video.
What is our website's address?
It's rebaconnect.org. That's rebaconnect.org for more information on what we've been talking about today. But right now, let's get on to the subject of watch out for scams. Because anytime there's a disaster, you know, not everyone who offers help during a disaster is a legitimate source of help. Be on the lookout for scams by people who are taking advantage of the situation. It's so important. Be selective when you hire or accept help. Scammers could be posing as home repair contractors, charities, or other organizations involved in disaster relief efforts. Right. So we have to really be conscious and cautious. So we're going to give you some tips on how to avoid scams. Right. Okay.
So you want to get references? Check those references. Go on Facebook, see if they have a page as well. Go on Instagram. You know, call the local Better Bureau or go online, Better Business Bureau. See if they're on there. If they're not, doesn't mean that they're not legitimate. But if they're coming over to your house, most states and most local municipalities are requiring permits for them to even ring your doorbell. So if they're coming up to your home, offering help and, you know, with the most sincere face, ask for a permit. And if they can't generate that, then no thank you. You tell them to go on their way and call your neighbors and let them know that they don't have permits. Don't pay a contractor in money. If you never want to pay them in cash. Well, I'll give you a better deal. It's not a good deal when they walk away with your cash, you know.
So you pay them after they do
pay
the work.
Pay them after they work, do the work, and not in cash. You want to have some kind of paper trail. Keep your receipts. You know, don't and make them give you a receipt. And if you're paying for the material, keep those receipts as well, because you want to make sure that if you paid for, you know, 50 draws of walls of drywall, that you're getting 50 walls of drywall. And if not, then they should be reimbursing you for the difference, right? Don't pay for services that should be free. So if they're not, if they're free, you know, ask around. See if it is free. Call your call a local organization such as REBA. Maybe we might be able to direct you to who can give you that information if we're not able to. Research organizations that you're not familiar with. Again, call family and friends. Contact REBA or other nonprofits, because if they can't assist you, they should be able to send you to somebody that may be able to. Protect your information. Don't leave your information out there.
How many times do we hear people giving their social security numbers, their credit card numbers?
Let me text you the information. No, I don't want you to text me anything. I want you to email me something encrypted. I want you to hand it off to me.
Yeah.
Don't email information. Don't anything that's personal and private or confidential. You don't want to email it without encrypting it. You don't want to take a picture and scan it. You want to make sure you're protecting your information. If somebody's coming into your home, especially this happens to the elderly, you know, somebody comes in the door, they distract you, and somebody else comes into the house, be careful.
Yeah.
Although they may be providing some kind of service, or it looks in the, on the surface, they may have alternative motives.
Yeah. And that goes with credit card information too.
You want to make sure you monitor your credit.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who's using your credit, what information. Well, you know what? Such in this case, if you had checks, if you had your credit cards and they were in your wallet and this disaster happened and it ends up 80 miles away, potentially, somebody can be using your information, portraying to be you. So you always want to put an alert on your credit report after one of these disasters.
With your bank, your checking account, that kind of thing. Sure. Yeah.
And read the scam alerts. You know, there's different organizations, different websites that you can go to. You know.
You know. And so the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, maintains a running list of scams on their website.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's www.consumer.ftc.gov/scam-alerts. And they can report, you can report scams there too. If you feel like you're being scammed by someone, report it. Report it to the consumer, the Federal Trade Commission,
right,
which is the consumer protection. So that is real good, very good information. So let's adjust your financial picture after the disaster. Here are some of the things that you can do to reflect your post-disaster reality. Okay, so review your household spending and saving plan and adjust it if necessary. This is after you've recovered from this disaster that you may be in or that may happen. Work with lenders if you need help managing your debts. Okay, and contact your financial institution and ask if they have programs or initiatives to help support your recovery after the disaster. Right. I'm sure they're very willing. Knowing the circumstances, right. They're very willing to work with you.
I would go one step further. I mean, before you contact your lender, contact one of these nonprofit organizations that provide financial literacy. They may be able to help you find a way of managing your debt without taking out a loan. If you can do that, that would be the best way. Taking out a loan to support your financial picture after the fact should be one of the last things you do. In some cases, that's the only thing you could do. Mm-hmm. But go to these nonprofits that provide financial literacy, like our organization, REBA, so that they can, direct you to the proper person.
Exactly. And then review your credit reports for a while after that and work on resolving any issues that come up.
Right.
Because they may not come up right away.
Correct.
Any issues that you may have had with some type of scam.
5 months, 6 months, a year later.
Exactly.
And you're supposed to be reviewing your credit report every year, and you get it free, right? So,
and that's another thing that you can do with your financial institution is go in there and say, look, this disaster happened, and I was scammed by someone, and I'm fearful. Can you set me up with a free alerts for, 6 months or a year?
You don't even have to go to your bank. If you have online banking, you can set those alerts every time. I set this up for somebody when I was a banker in a previous life. Every time there was a $50 withdrawal out of his account, this gentleman would be alerted. One night he had 3 withdrawals of 50. He found out his son had taken his card and was using it.
Oh my gosh.
So, but I mean, they do work. That's what I'm getting to.
Yes.
They do work. And you can set this up and take it off as you wish. You can change the dollar amounts. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
So a lot of information to take in, listeners. It's a lot of information, but it's worth noting and worth listening to. So remember, the key takeaway is to develop an initial plan to recover financially from a disaster. Watch out for scams. And here at the REBA Show, we inform and we serve. We bring you information about home ownership, whether you're preparing to purchase your home or sustaining the home you already have, or if there's a disaster, right? Because all this works together when it comes to home ownership and to be financially prepared. Our hope is that you will engage with us here at the REBA Show and become a loyal fan of this, the REBA Show. So we are the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, a registered 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Our membership is made up of volunteers, professionals from all aspects of home ownership that come together to give back to the community and give you information. We've been streaming live on Facebook, and you can see a replay of the video on the REBA Show Facebook page, and also on our YouTube channel, where you can subscribe to see future videos. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at REBA Show. And this episode is also available as a podcast on the REBA Show page at fbrn.us. You can learn about topics that we have planned for upcoming shows on our website, rebaconnect.org, clicking on the REBA Show. We always ask, if you'd like to make a donation, we're a nonprofit organization to continue funding this programming and other community outreach efforts, please visit our website, rebaconnect.org, and click on the donate button. So again, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
We appreciate you. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And Sal?
I'm going to sign off, and remember to wear pink this month, everyone.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, and I'm wearing it to recognize the people in my life that have gone through that, and to for other people that have gone through it. And
absolutely. Again, thank you for listening, everyone. Have a great afternoon.
seems crazy what I'm about to say.